The cover story in the current issue of the Chronicle of Philanthropy explores how large charitable foundations are responding to the decline in the stock market and the uncertain economy. The headline reads, "Pinched from all sides, donors have less to give away as social needs increase." The editor of the publication is Stacey Palmer. She says foundations are facing some difficult choices.
They may have to cut off some of the grants that they've been giving to people. We've had an extraordinary bubble in the past couple of years of grant making. The foundations were doing very, very well, and now a lot of them are seeing that they just don't have as much money to give away.
Of all the charitable giving, how much is foundation money?
Foundation represents about 5 to 7% of all giving in this country. Most of the donations that go to charity come from individuals, people like you and me. But the foundations are extremely important because most of what their money goes to is to start new projects or to finance the kinds of things that individuals aren't really interested in supporting. So that money plays a much more important role than that number might present to you. And that's why it's important that these foundations are suffering at this point, because it does mean that some of the innovative projects, new projects, are really going to have a tough time getting off the ground.
And across the board, not arts projects and charitable projects.
Absolutely. Anything that's a new and sort of different solution to a problem, those kinds of groups that are trying to start out, they've got a new way of approaching something, they're going to have a tough time, even though they may have terrific ideas that need money.
Oftentimes foundations have recognizable names.
Right. Some of those are the ones that have been hardest hit, like the Packard Foundation, which has a lot of stock in Hewlett Packard, of course, and they are now about to diversify because they realize that they need to, because they've lost billions of dollars. Now, in Microsoft's case, it's interesting. Bill Gates' foundation hasn't lost any money. They're at exactly the same place they were a year ago, and that's in part because they're very diversified. They sell the Microsoft stock they get and put it into quite a diversified portfolio.
Of these foundations that you know of, how many of these institutions are giving and now having to maybe pull back on their giving to the very charities that will need more help because of the downturn in the organizations, food pantries, that sort of thing?
Right. Right now, many of the grant makers say that they haven't actually had to cut back, and they'll have to make the hard decisions in the coming year. So, you know, we haven't actually seen the cutbacks, and so we don't know exactly where they're likely to cut. But it is likely that they will try to keep the things that they know are really having a hard time, like the shelters and that kind of thing. But those kinds of groups also depend a lot on government funds, and they're being squeezed as well, and that's almost a more significant thing for many of the organizations that provide social services. They're seeing cuts that way, so it's that double whammy of the foundation cuts coming and the state budget cuts. Those are very important.
What about arts groups?
Arts groups depend heavily on private donations because government doesn't necessarily give very much to them. So when private donors cut back, it can be a very big deal. And as a result, you know, there was a study that just came out of nonprofit theaters, for example, and almost half of them are running in the red. So they're having a tough time.
So foundations haven't made great cuts yet.
Not yet.
But looking ahead is the critical point. Everyone is sort of facing that off in the future. Does it make a difference, though, that the stock market has been having trouble, say, in the summer, and if it does better in the fall and towards the point at which foundations make choices that maybe they wouldn't cut back?
Right. They average this, so they look not only at just the year end, but really what's happened over the past 3 years. So if things all of a sudden get better in the last quarter, then things might look a little bit brighter. So it is too early to tell exactly what's going to happen, but it's hard to imagine that we're going to recover to the levels that we had in the past, just given where the stock market had been. So that does mean that there's going to be a squeeze on charities. And what's compounding this is the number of charitable organizations seeking grants keeps growing and growing and growing. We have many more nonprofits in this country, and as a result, there are more and more of them competing for that smaller amount of money.
Stacey Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, which calls itself the newspaper of the nonprofit world.